Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. During this COVID-19 pandemic, it's no surprise that unemployment has been on the rise and fresh graduates are finding it hard to secure a job. One girl managed to get a response from a local company, but she turned them down before she could even attend any interview because she didn't want to associate herself with people with a particular surname. The admin took to Facebook to share his experience with this applicant and expressed his astonishment towards her attitude. Mr. Tam said that this applicant had applied for a job at his company twice. The first incident happened last year, 2020, when he contacted her to schedule an interview with her. However, she turned the interview down as she had some issues with transport. "Thank you for your interview invitation, but I'm afraid I have to reject your kind invitation," she wrote. "Nothing wrong with you or your company, please don't be offended." She then goes on to explain that there isn't any public transport available in the area and that she doesn't have a car. She added that she has to rely on LRT, MRT, KTM and bus in order to travel to work, and taking e-hailing cabs are not economical. Mr. Tam shared in his post that she should have done her research before applying for the job to understand the company background and location and to find out if they are suitable for her. But that wasn't the last he saw of her, as she applied for a job at the same company under a different platform some time later. Mr. Tam immediately noticed that she was the same applicant as before and asked her if she remembered him. "I messaged her and asked her if she still remembers me, and then I asked her if she really wanted to apply for this job," Mr. Tam said. "She replied me in her style, just as cool as she is. Applied the job and then no need the job, say goodbye. And the excuse this time is related to feng shui." In the applicant's response, she told Mr. Tam that she didn't want to get involved with people with this particular surname and apologized for the inconvenience. "I do apologize to you if I have caused you any inconveniences and the time you had spent for the arrangement a long time ago," she wrote. "It sounds a bit unprofessional to ask you whether your surname is Tam, in Mandarin written as Tam. If your name pronoun and written as Tam, then forget about the interview appointment. Please do not be offended, it's definitely not you, because I don't even know you, and nothing wrong with your company. Honestly, I'm not prejudiced against those who have the surname Tam, Tan, but I do not wish to intertwine and get into any unnecessary trouble with people with this particular surname." Dumbfounded at such a response, Mr. Tam said he contemplated about replying the applicant's message, but later decided that he didn't want to waste his time and energy. At the end of his post, Mr. Tam said people might give the excuse that the applicant is still young, but he revealed that she was actually older than him. He then added that those who are determined to do something will always find a way to reach their goal, while those who aren't will find all kinds of excuses. If you have the intention to do something, you will always find a way to reach the goal. If you don't have the intention to do something, you will always find a lot of excuses for yourself, he said. Opportunities are for those who are prepared. Let's hope she can find her perfect company. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, K, I no need the job. TQ. Netizens call out job candidate for being entitled and arrogant. Source, Getty Images. Source, Tam Tong Lim, Facebook. Source, Tam Tong Lim, Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.